There are two great truths of the Christian faith which are summarized in this Sunday's reading from Ephesians 1. The first of those truths has to do with the gravity of the human condition, our sinfulness, our brokenness, our need of a Savior. And the second truth is that God, in a very precise way in history, and through a very particular person, Jesus of Nazareth, has miraculously intervened and given us a solution to the grave problem of our life. If you believe and understand the first truth about the human situation, then the guiding star of your life will be that second truth, the salvation that we know in Jesus Christ. And if you know that, you will be able to drop everything and follow Him, because everything else in life will pale by comparison. Martin Luther had this to say about our need and about our forgiveness through Christ. Christianity, Luther said, is nothing but the constant practicing of redemption through Christ's blood, namely being convinced that you have no sin although you have sinned, that your sins rest on Christ. If the great sublime article called the forgiveness of sins is correctly understood, it makes one a genuine Christian. This is the very reason why it must be taught in Christendom with unflagging diligence and without ceasing, so that people may learn to understand it plainly, clearly, and discriminatingly. For to do so is the one supreme and most difficult task of Christians. As long as we live here below, we shall have enough to do to learn this fact. No one need look for anything new. No one need look for anything higher and better. The words of Martin Luther, who knew the good news, who understood the gospel, and understood how it is that the intervention of God, who has come into the world to save us, is the treasure that you and I need. The treasure that the man whose problems you don't know about, sitting down the pew from you on Sunday, needs. And what the folks who aren't even here with us on Sunday and the whole world needs. An understanding of the gravity of our situation and of the gift of God who saves us through Jesus Christ. These are the only treasures ultimately worth having.